Well, I did want to give you just a short, brief update. I was very glad that this meeting is not about healthcare. But I do want to tell you just a few of the things that you're going to hear this week. It does appear as if the House is going to move forward on the healthcare bill. And there's a few things that you'll hear about that I just wanted to explain a little bit. You'll hear people who are going to talk about the issue of doctor-patient relationship. You're going to hear the issue of regulation. You're going to hear the issues of how we relate to insurance companies and those matters. But I think one of the things that concerns everyone are the financial issues. And for that, I think there are some things that we do need to be concerned about in this bill. One of which is, this is a bill that collects revenue for 10 years but provides services for six. Well, we're not going to get another period like that. As they begin to collect fees and taxes and then slowly implement the services that are provided, in the next 10-year period, we're not going to take 4 years off. So it shows you where a gap is going to be and a need for increased revenues. The other thing is this bill is predicated upon a $500 billion cut to Medicare. Now, what we all know is that Medicare is headed toward insolvency. You can't go to a program that is headed toward insolvency, take money from it, and make it more solvent. It is going to have to be something that is going to have to be fixed, and the withdrawal of funds from the program is going to make it that much more immediate and that much more needy that we address that. This bill does not address what's going to happen once those $500 billion are taken out, which means we're going to have an issue of reduced care. Obviously, some people are concerned about the increased fees and the increased taxes at a time when, of course, our economy is struggling to produce jobs. But another issue that is not evident in the bill that we are going to have to address is the bill is also predicated on that there's going to be a 21% cut in reimbursements under Medicare that is pending legislation from Congress to plug that hole back up. The moment that Congress back and plugs that hole, that cut is not going to be made, and this bill immediately goes into the red. It's a trick that's currently in the bill, and it's one that should have been recognized in the overall reform process. So as you hear the discussion this week, you're going to hear a lot of topics, but I think the financial ones are the ones that we should be most concerned about.